founder of BRAC, Fazal Hassan Abed, says he is particularly honored to receive the Hilton Humanitarian Prize on the International Day to Eradicate Poverty, a day to remember the billions of people living in extreme poverty. He says BRAC, which was launched in Bangladesh in 1972, now reaches more than 110 million people in 9 Asian and African countries with its holistic approach toward development. He says BRAC will use the $1.5 million prize money to help poor people in southern Sudan.
After 20 years of conflict in southern Sudan, the Sudanese peace, fragile peace, is still holding. And people have come back to their villages, and we are now all trying to organize them and providing them healthcare, education, and microfinance, particularly poor people having no access to education or healthcare. We are trying to provide that.
BRAC won out over more than 225 nominees. A member of the prominent panel of international jurors, Princess Salima Aga Khan, says it was a challenge to select an organization that has accomplished something unique in the humanitarian field.
BRAC fills so many areas of excellence. It would be hard to find another organization that has accomplished so much in so many areas. Literally millions, 110 million people have been helped out of poverty. I and the other jurors were especially moved by the organization's emphasis on women. BRAC sees women as change agents, not only for their families, but for their communities as a whole.
Today, BRAC's programs reach 3/4 of Bangladesh's population of 153 million people through the efforts of more than 110,000 microfinance officers, teachers, health staff, and enterprise managers. In recent years, BRAC has expanded its programs globally and now has operations in Afghanistan, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Tanzania, Uganda, southern Sudan, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.